Welcome to Not a Great Whisperer podcast. This is your host, Katie Ray. I am joined by business owner Sarah Silva today on our podcast. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining. So Sarah and
Thanks for having me.
It's going to be fun. Sarah and I are, we met at a networking event. I think it was a Startup Sisters event.
Yeah.
Just like a little breakfast panel. And we were chatting. I remember I said something about like consulting, but I also like to coach families through like addiction and stuff. And she brought up her yoga studio that's really focused on the community and just building people mind, body, and spirit, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about when you opened and kind of the process of opening, because that's a huge step.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely. It was probably about 8 months before we opened on Veterans Day this year, 11/11/2019, is when I came up with the goal that I was going to do this. I was working in Afghanistan, actually, in support of diplomatic security. Fitness has been a huge part of my life, but I was overseas when I came up with the goal. And I formed my business plan, got everything laid out, and did some online searching of venues of where I was going to set up my shop. Then when I came back stateside, I actually physically searched out the place. And then I found a location not far from the airport, 4519 George Road, that I was like, this is it. So it needed some interior renovations.
Did you know it'd be Tampa?
I absolutely knew it was going to be Tampa. So before I moved here to Tampa about a year ago, I was living in Orlando for about 4 years, doing constant travel for work. Okay. But I was always coming to Tampa. Mm-hmm. And I always really liked the sense of community Tampa had, more so than Orlando. But so that's why I decided to come to Tampa. Yeah. And
did you travel a ton for your work?
Yeah. So my work before, I'm a personal certified trainer and yoga instructor, which in my free time I would teach. But my primary job was working as a security contractor in support of diplomatic security. Yeah, because I was in the military before, mm-hmm. and then I was doing that. But in my free time, I was always, you know, going to the gym and doing yoga and meditation, mm-hmm. A lot for my own personal health and mental health, physical and mental. And I've had a lot of friends and people that I served with have some issues dealing with adjustment and stuff like that after coming back home.
Yeah.
So that was one of the driving factors as to why I wanted to open the studio. I wanted to form a space that people can come to without judgment and just have that release.
Yeah. Because you knew you needed it.
Yeah. Yeah. And yoga and meditation has had a huge impact in my life.
So, and you started that how many years ago?
Oh, gosh. probably fitness my entire life. Yoga and meditation, I would have to say about 3 years ago.
And you noticed a difference even being fit your whole life and just like focusing on fitness, but you noticed how much more it helped with yoga and meditation.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah. And the biggest thing was the power of the breath with meditation. And, you know, I've done a lot of research and I've gone to lectures and seminars on the neuroscience behind it. And it's pretty powerful. And I've also have many friends that they can speak for it as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just had a huge life-changing effect on it.
I love that. And I thank you for your service. And
absolutely. It was an honor.
Veterans for me is I worked in the cannabis industry for a couple of years.
Oh, interesting.
And my most amazing patients were veterans and just the change of just the quality of life to be able to help them. But I think that's a great group, but you cater to a lot of groups, like everybody basically.
Right. Yeah. I really aim for the inclusion because I think that's something that I kind of see, this from my point of view is sometimes, people will see events that are just, geared towards veterans, but then it kind of excludes other people. Yep. And that is something I believe that we need to merge together.
More community, yep.
Because for that positive integration to happen, you need to have support all around.
Mm-hmm. And just yes. understanding, right?
Yeah, yeah. And
I know because people always think yoga, oh, okay, moms, single women. It's like only that. It's
right.
like, no.
Yeah, yeah. That's definitely a stereotype mm-hmm. that needs to kind of be broken. And that's something that I aim to also bring into the studio is that to break down those stereotypes and to see like, okay, sometimes people link yoga with like spirituality and then, you know, then they get this idea in their head of what that looks like. Yeah. But I really want to like, break down yeah. all of those and just it's everyone.
It's just feeling good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. I started yoga when one of my very good friends in third grade, she became yoga instructor from choreography and dancing. A yogler. My husband likes this, wants to start that oh, word. No. So your official yogler.
I love it.
My husband likes that word to make that. He wants to make that popular. So we can do that. Certified yoga instructors. But I realized how great I felt after, you know, like just the breathing and, you know, it's not so strenuous where I'm like lifting weights and stuff, but it was a fitness workout for me, but it also was just clearing my mind. And I've cried after yoga sessions. I've had, you know, like,
yeah,
just
me
that,
too.
Yeah.
And meditation too. And a lot of people, you know, have that tendency afterwards. They'll be like, they'll come up to you and they'll be like, I'm sorry, I cried. I'm like, no, don't apologize. You know, own that emotion, mm-hmm. take it in.
Something and connected,
let
right?
it go. Yeah.
That's I know.
Beautiful. That's really, it's a beautiful thing.
So what was some of your turning points to that? So I feel like you have a very stressful job.
Yeah. I always had a great team that I worked with. So, you know, and I perform well under stress. But I also, as I've gotten older, realized the necessary thing that we have to have that balance.
Yeah.
So one of the turning points was when there were a few of them, actually. Probably over the course of like 6 months, there were a few suicides of people that I know and then attempted suicides, veterans. Yep. And that really took a toll, on me emotionally. And after seeing that and then hearing stories of people who have had prescription medications to deal with, you know, their mental health and stress and stuff like that, it made me really wake up and say, you got to do something about this. And it was just kind of like another calling for a selfless service, I guess you could mm-hmm. say, to have a space for others.
Yep. Where you feel safe and yeah. you feel like yourself.
And empower people and build them up and, you know, gain strength physically, mentally, you know, and encompass that total well-being.
So during that like grieving and hard time, did you rely on yoga and meditation to really?
Yeah.
And you could see the power of it?
Yeah. And prayer as well.
Of course.
Yeah. But I got really deep into yoga and meditation. I actually started with Kundalini yoga online, which I'm currently going through an instructor course at Yoga Village in Clearwater. They're amazing because right now I'm certified in Vinyasa and Hatha and restorative, and mm-hmm. that's what we teach at the studio. I work with 6 other instructors. But Kundalini yoga online with the Rama Institute for Applied Yogic Science, they have like 14-day free trial online. If you ever check them out, they're great. But I started with that, and I probably about after that 2 weeks of starting, I started noticing just an increased awareness of myself. I used to have issues with showing emotion and things like that, and not speaking my truth. And over time, I slowly began to do that. If that makes any sense.
It does, because I think as an instructor too, you have your transformations and it's good to show people real life transformation? I mean, you knew that you always held a barrier. I mean, you are, and
I didn't have that vulnerability, you know, because it was viewed as like, I personally viewed it as a weakness, which now I've done a complete 180.
Well, that also like helps that you run a studio to bring people in to own it. I'm so big on that. I mean, it's just like labels are labels, but just kind of like owning your story is so important.
Yeah.
You just feel
good. And that like personal transparency, I believe is something I hold very important.
Mm-hmm. And it just attracts right people, I feel like. And we're older now, right? So it's not like I need anybody's really approval. So the judgment will come. But you really want to be around those people. Yeah, I mean, it's there. I'll take it. But like, do you really want those people around you?
Right,
like, you want good energy.
And I think too, like as, and not only as a business leader, but as a woman and as a leader in your life and in your community, you need to be able to take those hits and release them and continue to keep your head held high and
make
move
a change,
forward and
be the change.
Yeah, you know,
do you think
by example,
being, I mean, I'm assuming you're male dominated industry. Mm-hmm. Insecurity.
Oh, yeah, I was. Yeah.
Do you think that helped kind of build the wall of just like, I can't be vulnerable right now? Like,
I don't like not like just build the wall.
Like,
but
it just kind
I
of
allowed it okay. to, I think, is what I would put it as. Yeah. I allowed it to. But, you know, it made me who I was and who I am now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know? It's a great experience to have because you can tell when other people have that. Maybe standoffishness to share their story and you know, like it'll come with time.
Yeah. It slowly chips away.
Yeah. You're like, I'll take it. I'm patient. I'll deal. Do you love your, like, how did you go about vetting like your instructors? Did you know them from previous class?
Yeah. So I actually didn't know any of them from previous. I would like to consider myself a very good judge of character. I'm very intuitive and I have a good degree of emotional intelligence. All of them that I met, I just listened to their personal stories and really wanted to know what their driving factors was for teaching and also, you know, just in life. And they all, one thing they all have in common is that they all aim to help others. Liz, one of my instructors, she actually introduced me to a manager over at the Special Olympics starting next month. We're going to be offering one class a month for them, you know, and she also works with like women's empowerment and stuff. And that's something that we want to bring in too.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and they're all supportive of the vision that I had for that I have for the studio. So I was like, all right, you guys are on board.
Yeah.
You're on the team.
Strong community, strong support system.
Yeah.
All different groups of people. So one of the things you'll be doing is a Special Olympics. You're partnering with them to do a class?
Yeah. So we're going to host a class and then offer our space.
Yeah. And we'll have a link. It's High Frequency Studio, right?
High Frequency Yoga and Fitness.
Yoga and Fitness.
Yeah.
Because you offer a plethora of...
Yeah. So it's, we offer currently, yoga, we offer vinyasa and restorative, mat Pilates, bar fitness classes.
Oh, awesome.
And boot camp.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And it launched in November.
Yeah. November 11th.
Wow. You're
so
kind of like
the
going
1111 portal for everyone who, follows the numerology.
Yes. Very important. That's great. Okay. So you have that going on next year. Well, next month, which is January. Any other big things that are all linked?
Yeah. So super excited. In December, actually next Friday, we have astrologer Sarah Lyons. She comes from St. Petersburg area. She's been an astrologer for over 20 years. I think she said 25. I'm not exact, but I know over 20 years.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have a workshop on the celestial patterns coming up for the winter solstice, which is the end of December. And then other things that are going to be going on in the celestial realm that we can help align ourselves with in the new year for each astrology sign. So that'll be really
very
cool.
Informative.
Yeah. Workshop. And increases knowledge of self. Mm-hmm. Cause that's something that, we aim to do.
Yeah. And just when people come in, just like shutting everything off and just focusing.
And then we're going to do a manifestation meditation afterwards.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. Visualization. So have you gotten a lot of great responses in the community?
Yeah. Yeah. So far it's, we're slowly picking up. The first week was really slow, but we didn't really do any big marketing other than social media.
And referrals.
And then we were super happy to be the city of Tampa yesterday for Shop Small came by. We were doing our boot camp, our thing outside. It was a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous day. They came by and did a little video. So we were happy to get on there. But we're just going to continue to go around and visit. And then I'm going to go to a couple schools in the area and give their school staff vouchers. Yeah.
Do you ever, like, what keeps you motivated? Because it's so hard to start a business just in general.
Oh, yes. Yes,
so
it is.
Do you have, like, your vision up somewhere? Like, what keeps you focused on your end goal? Of course, it's helping others, but just in general as a business owner, because it's so hard to just keep moving and just keep going.
I've definitely had my days. Definitely.
Of course.
But I think one of the things is grounding myself with my meditation practice on those days that, you know, are tougher than others. I, you know, when I take my shower, I just mentally just release everything, wake up the next morning, reset, new day. Mm-hmm. We're going to conquer it. Like, take one day at a time.
And your team's ready for that ups and downs.
Yeah,
and you let
absolutely.
Them know.
And they're so supportive. And we're supportive of each other. I know two of my instructors, they have their own small businesses on the side as well. And we just support one another in that, you know, encourage each other.
Like being out of the security and now into this realm, like, do you just feel a different, like it's just completing you a little bit more?
I do, yeah. And I haven't completely ruled out doing additional stuff on the side.
Just because it's part of you for
It's also part of who I am, because I think that's important in our lives, is to, just because we can be multidimensional. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to those breaking down the stereotypes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but absolutely. I absolutely love it. I had a client come to me the other day after I did a restorative class with her. She was the only one there. So she's so excited. She was like, "Well, I'm glad I found you guys when, you know, while you're a little secret."
Yeah, like the private. I just had a private lesson as a class. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, after she was done, she had never done yoga before she came to our studio, and she tried a few classes, but she was also doing bar too. And she said, "You know, I just want to say I really love what you guys are doing, and I'm really getting into this yoga stuff. Like, I feel better than I have in a really long time." You know, after she opened up her hips and her chest, and that's, you know, linked to the chakra system that we have in our bodies. Mm-hmm. So it was really rewarding and just made me happy.
Do you love how, like, yoga is so essential in fitness? For the fact of, like, now you see a lot of athletes looking to yoga to really open up, like, everything that they do, just flexibility and stuff. Have you noticed that, like, link and just people becoming more aware of how important yoga is?
Yeah, I really like that. And I also have a huge appreciation for, you know, people that have been teaching for, you know, 20 plus years, and, you know, they're going online, and the online how do I want to say this? The presence that is online that people have. So it's accessible anywhere.
Kind of like changing with the times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of building with technology.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really all that information is available to us. So there's really no excuse for us not to go out there and get it, you know?
I love that.
But I do enjoy having a space for community to come, because you can take classes online all day long, in the privacy of your own home, but having that community collective consciousness come together, I think has a more profound impact. It has for me, and I know many others would say the same.
So how many places have you traveled to?
Oh, quite a few, probably over 15 different countries for work, mainly in the Middle East, but for leisure, like when I was working overseas for 5 years and then in the military too, For vacations, I would travel all over. I've been to South America, I've been to Egypt, I've been to Bali. And
do you think that's also molded you? I feel like just open-minded.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think one of the biggest things, my appreciation for life in general after, you know, experiencing what I've experienced and seeing what I've seen, I'm happy to wake up and breathe clean air. You know what I mean? Some days I need to I keep myself in check. If I complain about something small, first world problems.
That's what I
think. And I'm like, all right, like bring yourself back,
Sarah.
I'm
having a bad hair day, first world problems.
Yeah. Yeah. Internet service, yeah. You know.
My Wi-Fi's not working.
Yeah. You're like, okay. You know, but that's another reason too, like the clothing that we sell at the studio, it's Jala Clothing. They're based out of California. Oh, bless
Excuse
you.
Me.
Yeah. After every purchase that's made through Jala Clothing, they give back to Yoga Gives Back, which that's a nonprofit organization that donates to women's groups in India, actually, that do microfinancing and do business.
So how did you get involved with that?
I searched online. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I wanted your same vision and mission. Kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah. And then, of course, we support other small businesses, too, like our jewelry line that we have is Sherry's Beads, and she's located in Tampa. The skincare, we carry like a skin cream that's all organic. That's from Gotta Have It Crafty. They're located in Florida as well, not Tampa.
I feel like I've heard of them. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah,
and you just kind of did your own research to make sure to bring on vendors that you wanted to have.
Yeah, absolutely. All natural products and products that kind of fit our theme.
So I feel like it's in your head might be like a small step, but what do you think as a community we can do better for every group, but really mostly veterans coming back from being overseas or, you know, like having that experience that none of us can really compared to, like, what else can we do as just a community?
Oh, I think there's a lot of things being done right now. I think we're moving in the right direction with all the different support groups that there are and events and just, and that's another beautiful thing about the city is that, it's offered here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? More so, I would think we need to do that in more cities.
Yeah.
Around
kind of replicate
the United States. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Did you feel like you had a lot of support?
Yeah.
You found it.
Yeah, I definitely found it. You know, I had encounters here and there with people that weren't and I just moved forward.
OK.
You know, I think that's one of the biggest things to take away, too, is when you never know. And this goes for anyone, not just the veteran community, but, you know, you always want to be kind. You never know what someone's dealing with, what battles they're fighting internally or, you know, with whether it be personal, professional, it's just like the golden rule.
Yeah. I'm very protective, just people like living their life, being happy with whatever decision they make and not being judged.
Yeah.
Just in every community.
Yeah. The no judgment thing. That's like human, you know, people, we try our best.
Oh yeah. And when someone's like, how are you? I mean, someone's going to be like horrible. But just like saying like it's not like you don't have to tell me your whole story right now.
Right,
but you're allowed
to
be yourself or you're allowed to share your opinion.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge thing just in every community. And I love that you've created a safe space for every community.
Yeah.
You know, whoever you want to love, who if you've recovered from addiction.
If
there is no judgment. It's like your own church.
Yeah. And another cool thing that we did, too, is originally I'm a big fan of art. I always have been. And that goes hand in hand with healing, with, the therapeutic art. And I thought this was really cool because this was after I got this idea. I started to see what's going on around in the city and stuff with all the art everywhere. And it's beautiful. But we put a post on the Facebook call to artists and we got local artists to bring in their art in our space. So now it's like, and then, you know, every 2 months or so we'll be changing it up. And that gives people an opportunity when they come in for whatever, whether it be they're coming in for a fitness class or a yoga class or meditation, whatever, they get to just take in that beautiful art.
I love that.
You know?
Every couple of months?
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, an artist around the community will be all for that. Why wouldn't they? I love that. I love that you found your crew already for the studio.
Thanks.
You know,
it's a lot.
It's just good, right, to have that support around you.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of work.
Busy. You're like, it keeps me busy, but I think my personality and the type of person I am, I like to exhaust myself by the end of the day. Like when I'm done for the day, if I did a lot and I accomplished a lot, that makes me feel good.
If I'm exhausted and I pass out while basically driving home, I know I've done everything I've needed to do.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So let's talk about some just yoga studio in general so we can get some people to your, do you have your website up?
Yeah. So the website is www.highfrequencyyogaandfitness.com. We also have a Facebook page, which is just, you know, the Facebook High Frequency Yoga and Fitness, and our Instagram, same.
Tampa, close to the Tampa airport.
Yep.
Good location.
About 7 minutes away, right off Memorial Highway.
And great for like people to stop in conferences and stuff area. Is that a big hotel area?
We're right next to Chase, and there's a bunch of other large buildings there too. The Girl Scout Leadership building is in the vicinity as well. And it's in an industrial complex area, so there's plenty of parking. And, you know, it's a little bit farther away from a lot of the other studios, but that's a big area that there's, you know, there wasn't anything before. So that's good, you know, for the people in the community there.
And what do you want people to accomplish when they come to your studio?
I want them to...
Or feel.
Yeah. I want them to, you know, gain strength, mental clarity, and just, you know, be stronger than yesterday.
Because you're a badass.
Thanks.
So it helps. It helps exude that.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to come in. I want you to feel good.
Especially people, one of the biggest things too, especially people that haven't been into a fitness routine, you know, and they get intimidated by things. But I want them to completely dismiss that and be like, we got your back. You know, well, we have modifications. We have things that we can do specifically for you.
Yeah, I'm not here to judge
to get you,
because
on your
you
journey.
Can't do,
absolutely not. Yeah, no.
I've been to a couple yoga studios.
We leave the ego at the door. Yeah. That's what we say.
I love that. And I'm like a beginner still, I always say. But I've been in like a, where you just feel like intimidated.
Yeah, I've, you know, and that's another thing too, that learning experience down the path. I've been to places where, you know, they have pretentious instructors, you know, that make you feel, and you know, inferior, and I've been to places where you know, people are looking at you a certain way if you don't know how to do a posture, and I remember how bad that made me. I allowed that to make me feel.
Yeah.
And I never want to have a place that's like that.
And you know how to make, especially because you're learning, like this is a growth.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's every day. I feel we should be learning something from everyone. You can learn from everyone.
Always improving.
All
like
walks of life. Yeah.
It's so true. I learned from my 4-year-old to my, you know, like there's just so many things I learned from, like just from the most simple things to the craziest things. Do you feel like being a business owner as a woman, like personal life is part of your business life now?
Well, that's funny you say that, because it's pretty much been non-existent.
You're like, what? I have to go to work after this.
I've made the effort, though, to do it in between when I don't have classes or clients. Yeah. You know, I make that time.
Okay.
Once you learn how to juggle when you're first learning, it's a little rough, but then it's like, okay, you get the hang of it.
Or you just don't take on juggling. I mean,
or you find something different. Yeah. I kind of like, if I try something, I can't do it. I'm like, all right, I'm going to keep doing this until I figure it out.
You're like, great question. Cause there's zero personal life right now with starting the business, but you just started, right?
Yeah.
And you want to be full force in it. You want to bring that energy that you have into it. So it's hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you also know that personally you do need that little time away, even though.
Yeah. And that's why it's so like right now, you know, we're going to start eventually in the future having more weekend classes once we get that balance down. But we're really just kind of taking suggestions from our clients now, because that's like another thing that we have our classes set until January 1st, and then we'll slightly change them a bit to accommodate our clients.
Okay.
You know?
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. So that'll be good for everything.
So you have small clientele right now, but you literally are a month in, right?
Yeah.
On the 11th, you're a month in.
Yep. And we just went on ClassPass, and then we'll have a Groupon here too within the next like 2 weeks before.
So they can subscribe on the website? Do you have a subscription?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So you get emails and stuff?
Yep.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we went over the website. We went over your badass business owner, woman business owner.
Oh,
and you're like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I know. And we're going to, we'll do this again when you guys are like kind of like 6 months almost to a year. And I feel like to kind of see like the different pace you're at. Because I know you want to help so many different groups, but it's kind of like getting your focus. I'm like that too. Like I just want to help so many different people. Like, and you're just like, oh, okay, but like try to help one person and feel good. And then the next person. But I love that you joined the podcast. I love that we met at a networking event. I feel like I've accomplished something at networking events when I meet somebody cool. Just because you're like, okay, I did something.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I'm very grateful that our paths crossed.
Yeah.
Especially considering like what you've been doing in the community. Mm-hmm. I think it's a beautiful thing.
And I can't do it with yoga, but I can do it on a podcast where I just bring people into like
the power. Yeah, the power of communication. Yeah. Especially in the technical age we live in today, is tremendous.
Yeah, and just people feeling like themselves, right?
Yeah.
And someone's going to connect with you, with my, I like to say billion viewers. So many we have, billion. But someone will connect with your story, or they'll see like, okay, you know, it's hard work. She started a business.
Yeah.
But you can do it. Like if your mission and your vision is there and it's in your heart, I feel like do it.
Yeah.
It's going to cost money. It's going to, you know, take a lot of your time. But it's just, the reward is just amazing. Yeah. And you connect with so many different groups of people. So,
yeah. And when you're operating from the heart, in service of others, the universe will bless you in ways that you don't even know.
Yep. And you're going to start meeting more people. And it's just, so high frequency yoga and fitness website. You'll find them on Not a Great Whisper podcast. Is there any last words you'd like to say?
Well, I just want to thank you, Katie, for allowing me to come on here and have this discussion with you.
Thanks for keeping in contact with me.
Awesome.
Sometimes I'm crazy for people. sometimes a little overwhelming for others.
Not me. I've seen a lot.
You're like, no, you're fine. You're calm. You're fine. You'll find Sarah on Not a Great Whisper Instagram and our website, katieray.com. We're at BK and Creative Studios in the beautiful Ybor. And check out her studio if you are in Tampa, if you're by the airport, check her out, High Frequency Yoga and Fitness. She's a badass. You'll love her. And thanks for joining.
Thanks for having me. Yeah. And you can have a mention the podcast for a free class too.
Yeah, say Katie Ray, you get a free class. Well, I'm just going to go in and say Katie Ray and get a free class.
Yeah, that works. I'll take it.
All right. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks.